8:45. Live and local, I'm your host, Mike Hogan. Appreciate you joining us today. Liz Kerrigan, she's on the Summer Arts Festival Board. She's the vice president of the board, as a matter of fact. She joins us here live this morning. Good morning, Liz.
Morning.
It's great to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
Well, enormous weekend for the Summer Arts Festival. It happens this Friday is when it opens up, Friday through Sunday.
Correct.
And one of the biggest pieces of news about it is expanded hours.
Yes, we listened to the Omaha community and we expanded the hours of the festival this year. So we're open an hour earlier on Friday and Saturday. So Friday we're open from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Saturday we're open 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. And Sunday we're open 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
With the extended hours, one of the great things about this festival is it's free.
Correct. It's free to attend. All kinds of free activities. We have a lot of local performances, and those are all free to enjoy. And then, of course, we have what we call the T-Mobile Children's Fair, and we have a ton of free activities for the kids to enjoy.
Outstanding. You know, when you talk about performances, I mean, there's bands and things like this that people can see?
Correct. Yes. We have 15 different free performances that will happen in our World Music Pavilion. We have a lot of local performances. And then new this year is what we're calling OSAF After Dark. So we'll have performances all the way until 11 p.m. on both Friday and Saturday night.
Outstanding. You've kind of taken over Gene Leahy Mall here, right? What goes into preparing that space for an event like this?
Well, that's a great question. We take up a lot of different city blocks. Like you said, it's along the Gene Leahy Mall from 10th Street to 15th Street. So all of those streets are blocked off so you can walk along the festival. We also partner with the Omaha Public Library, and we have a young artist exhibit in the library too. So that's a great place to get away from the heat and really experience some art from some young local artists.
Oh, very good. There's also 135 artists representing 26 states that are able to display their wares. And those wares are also for sale, by the way. Can you talk about that? Because there's a bit of a judicial process, if you will, that goes into that.
Yes. So we go through a full jury process, an application process for all of the artists. And we have, like you said, over 130 different artists, 14 different types of art. So everything from paintings to photography, to jewelry. You can even get a commissioned piece for your pet.
not bad at all. And can we talk about some of the activities for the kids? Because there's things for them to literally get their hands dirty with.
Correct. Yeah, we have a lot of different activities for the kids. Something to note is that the children's fair is just Saturday and Sunday. So if you want to attend the children's fair, come and join us either Saturday or Sunday. New to the children's fair this year is kids karaoke. So we'll have a stage where kids can come up, they can sing, they can put on different costumes, and then they can really become our entertainment.
Not bad at all. Why would we have the Summer Arts Festival?
One answer, 44 years. This is a long-standing Omaha tradition. This is the 44th year for the festival, and we really love to bring a festival to Omaha that can show art to anyone. Like we said, it's free to attend, so we love to have some art, have music, have things for the children, just a way for the entire community to come together and appreciate art.
Weather-wise, if there is inclement weather at some point in time, what's the standard? What happens?
You know, we really stay out there unless we have torrential rains. We are out there. You know, we'll be out there with water. And like I said, there's different tents where you can go to beat the heat. You can go into the library if needed. But otherwise, we'll be there.
My favorite part of any festival like this, food. What's coming here? What kind of things, as an example, would you say are going to be there for everybody?
Great question. We have all different kinds of food. One that I hear a lot of people talk about and come back for every year are the noodles from Pacific Rim Noodles. That's really a crowd favorite. We, of course, will have fresh lemonade, kettle corn. We have Shucks Fish House that will be there, too. So all kinds of different types of food to enjoy.
Oh, that's fantastic. So again, this starts on Friday.
Correct.
And goes through Sunday. And the event itself is free. The artwork is not, but you can find some artwork that may work well in your home or in your life and enrich yourself. Bring the whole family. Pets. Are pets welcome?
Pets are welcome.
Oh, you can't beat that at all, can you? Liz Kerrigan, she is the on the board of the Summer Art Festival. In fact, she's the vice president of that very board. Thank you very much for joining us. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you. See you all there.
It should be a good time had by one and all. Oh, I'm sorry. The website for more information.
Summerarts.org.
That's pretty darn easy. Summerarts.org if you'd like some more information. Morning Edition on a national level returns right now.